Hey, folks, I'm sitting with Alan Jackson. We're so happy that he is in Europe. Is it the first time, Alan, that you came to our continent?
It sure is. It's the first time, and boy, everything's just so beautiful over here. We've had a great time.
And everything seems to be first. You got your first album out? And the second single, okay, yeah. But the first one was a big hit.
Yeah.
And did you ever dream of having this kind of success so soon?
No, I never thought it would move as strong as it has, as fast, you know. I thought I might get lucky one day and have a record, but never expected things to move at this speed.
And when I read your biography, it reads like a fairy tale. Your wife met Glenn Campbell. Tell me this story. Like, she met him in the airport.
Yeah, we were living where we're from back in Georgia at the time, and I was just planning to move to Nashville. I'd never even been there or knew anything about the music business, and my wife ran into Glenn Campbell at the Atlanta airport waiting on a flight and introduced herself, and he gave us a business card for his office in Nashville. And a couple of weeks later, I was standing there in that office, and they eventually helped me, you know, get my feet on the ground in Nashville and gave me a lot of advice and introduced me to my manager, who eventually got my record deal. So in a long, it was over a period of 4 or 5 years, but in a roundabout sort of way, they really helped put everything together.
Did you ever talk about singing a duet, Glenn and you?
Oh, we've talked about it. I sang on a gospel song he did once a year or so ago on an album. Just there were several other artists on there with Glenn, and I did that, but it wasn't a single, it was just on the album. But
yeah, now it's interesting to play it now that you're a star on your own. Which was the title and the label, you remember?
For Glenn, I think it was on MCA, but I don't remember the title of the album.
Is your name mentioned on it?
I believe it is on the cover.
Well, I'll check the archives.
Yeah.
And which is your favorite track off the album?
Off of my album?
Yeah, the first album.
It's really hard to say. Here in the Real World has done such a good job for us breaking us. It's hard not to pick that, but there's a song on there called Home that I wrote about my folks and the house we grew up in Georgia that's a real special personal song for me.
We've been talking to Alan Jackson, and thank you very much, and I wish you all the luck and success in the world, because I think, and millions of country fans with me, you deserve it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate y'all's help over here.